Welcome to Afyei Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Nun Tes in the Ohiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Aloch Hey. This is the final and last daf of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. We're starting the Nun Ches Amud Beis in the last words of the Gemara. The Gemara says Misayale. What's Misayale? So we just mentioned, Rish Lakish explained in our Mishnah that the reason that Yochanan Kohen Gadol he viewed her Daisa Ma'aseh, he stopped the Vidu Ma'aseh, because in Vidu Ma'aseh we mentioned that the Meiser, we gave the Meiser to the proper place, which means to the Levi. And in those days, they were giving the Meiser to the Kohen. So he stopped doing the Vidu, he says, Rish Lakish, because it's wrong. The Meiser, the Vidu Meiser, you're saying something wrong. You're saying you gave the Meiser to the proper place, which means a Levi, and they were giving it to the Kohen. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan, in one place, seems to argue with Rish Lakish. And that's what we saw in the end of the previous daf. But in one place, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish. And what is that? So the Gemara says, Misayele, where we see Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shlokish, do Omar Kulam Lishvach, because he said all the takanas that are mentioned in the end of this Mishnah, of our Mishnah, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did was all a good thing. It's all a Shvach, and we Mishabeach Yochanan Kohen Gadol for what he did, as we'll see now the Gemara is going to explain, and later in the daf we'll see that there is someone who argues Rabbi Yochanan and holds not everything was for Shvach. So says the Gemara, Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Toma Yochanan, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shalach Ubodak Bechol Ori Yisrael. Yochanan Kohen Gadol went and he sent out and checked all the cities of Am Yisrael. From Mitzon Shlo Yuma Frishinat Truma Gedoyel Bilvad. He saw that the Amearotzes, they were doing only Truma, they were not doing others. They're not doing Meiser. So he wanted to fix this issue. Av Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni Mehem Yuma Frishim Mehem Lo Yuma Frishim. Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni. Some did do a first Meiser, some didn't. Omar Yul Meiser Rishon Bemiso. If you don't think Meiser Rishon, you're even Miso. If you don't mafish Ma'aser Sheni, so there's an oven of tevel, it's still considered to be tevel. And the difference why Ma'aser Rishon not mafish is more of a problem because you have the truma's ma'aser, you have truma in it. Ma'aser Sheni, you don't have truma in it, but it's still tevel. So Yehodo, meaning a person who buys from Amoritz, and he's not sure if he did ma'aser or not, what should he do? Yehkoyrish, shame, you should have a shame. Now argue, so is l'truma. You have a shame for truma. But the Reb Chaim says you have to take it out because we just said that Amearotzes did do Truma. Now we know that Amearotzes always did Truma. So he acquired Shem Le Meiser. You should give a name of a Meiser. Ulu Truma's Meiser, Venoister Le Koyin. He takes the Truma's Meiser and gives it to the Koyin because that he can't keep. The Truma's Meiser has to give it to the Koyin. He can't eat it. But Meiser is sure and he could eat. So once he did it on Afrasha, because we're not so sure that the Amearotzes didn't do it, he keeps it for himself, as we learned in Maseches Meisers. Ma'aser Sheni Michal Ala Moritz. Ma'aser Sheni, he redeems their own money, then he can eat it. Vashar Ma'aser Oni. Whatever is left, you do Ma'aser Oni. Shavoitz V'chaver L'Avarayim. I mean, whatever you need in Mafish, tells Ma'aser Oni, that stays by him. He doesn't have to give it to the Oni. Because again, we're not sure that the Oni didn't get his Ma'aser, so it's Shavoitz V'chaver L'Avarayim. You don't have to give the thing, which is a Sofik. So the Gemara is saying, that's why Yochanan Gadol stopped the Vidu Ma'aser. Because people didn't do Ma'asers. Says the Gemara Visra, they still do Vidu, even though you don't do Ma'aser. Omar Vilo, Kas Ufni Amokam, means he gives anger in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishoyim HaSisi Vilo Yoso. Someone says, I did something, he didn't actually do it. And meaning even the ones that fix the Ma'aser, but they don't give it to the Levi, because it's a Safek. So Ma'aser are not being done properly. Says the Gemara, Ma'ato, Mishu Ma'afish Mizvadeh, Mishayinu Ma'afish Lo Yisvadeh. So let's say, whoever does it correctly, he will do Vidu. Whatever doesn't do correctly should not do the vidui. Says the Gemara, "Kadod etani ad hashkifa yoyim mikol nomuch mekar de'elach yoyim mikol gavoyer." Originally, already when they said the vidui ma'aser, they said till hashkifa in a very low voice. Why? Because it says there are tzidik kol mitzvah secho. We're saying that we did everything we're supposed to do, and not everybody did it. So already, originally they said it mikol nomuch in a low voice, so not to embarrass the one who didn't do it. So therefore, came Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he felt that it's more of a problem, so he said, we're not going to say it at all. Hi, there's some people who do it right, some people who do it wrong. So let the ones who do it right to say vidui. The answer is, we don't want to embarrass the one who doesn't do. So once we saw that it was a widespread issue, he took away vidui ma'aser completely, not to embarrass the one who cannot say the vidui right. Now, according to this, the word now changes what we understood before. The reason we said there was a bitul vidui ma'aser before is because they gave the ma'aser to the Koyin instead of the Levi. So then, that's not the reason. The reason is because they didn't do Ma'aser at all. Because of the whole story with Mai, they were not giving Ma'aser to the Levi. That's why he took it out. So what does it mean that Rabbi Yochanan is helping Rish Lakish? That the same way Rish Lakish said that the Vidu Ma'aser was taken out because it was not done properly. Rabbi Yochanan also says the Vidumar is sticking out because it's not done properly, even though maybe it's a different reason. But at the end of the previous daf, he brought Rabbi Yochanan that says the Maisa should go to the Kohen. That doesn't go with Rish Lakish. So what it means, Rabbi Yochanan helps to Rish Lakish that he agrees as well that the Vidumar was taken when it was not done properally. Because the Gemara says, that's another thing that Yochanan Kohen took out. What does it mean? So there's a pasuk that Levim used to sing, Hashem, why are you sleeping? Wake up. So as Reb Chaim explains, the Amarot says, start feeling that what? That maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sleeps, he's always guarding Am Yisrael. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes up? We find such a pasuk. Sleeping. It looks like Shmuel is sleeping, but of course he's not. But because of that mistake, the people thought that we're saying Shmuel is sleeping, Yochanan Kohen Gadol took away this mizmor. The pasuk says, when they do something bad, Shmuel is sleeping. Another thing Yochanan Kohen Gadol took out, what is that? They used to take the calf and hit him between his horns to calm him down so they could do the shechito. Many times when you hit the animal, it becomes treifel. You can't bring it on mizbeach. So you make taboz with taboz. We find it in other places in Shas. Talk about the rings that are in the floor of Beis Hamikdash, and that's where they put the animal. The rings were wide in the bottom and narrow in the top, so they put the animal in it as the shape of the animal, and held the animal straight, and then they were able to do the shechito. People used to hit with a hammer. The Gemara says now, the Gemara's going to change it soon, means the beginning of his life, that's what it means, ad yomav, until the beginning of his life, right away when he became a rav, he stopped the hammers in Yerushalayim. Nobody has to ask, but Dmai, is this fixed or not? He put on basically people in charge to make sure that all the maestros are done correctly. Shubilevi argues with Rabbi Yochanan that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yochanan said that everything that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did was the right thing to do. They said it was a shvach that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did. Shubilevi says not everything he did was l'shvach. It's all coming in the name of Yeshua ben Levi. In the beginning, Maisa, the way you used it, was divided to three. Continues the Gemara Daf Tesa Amud Beis, Shlish L'Makori Kehuna V'Leviyo. The third of the Maisa you gave to your closest friends, a person gave to the people he knows, he always gave the same person. That was Makol Makori Kehuna V'Leviyo, the relatives, the close people to him. V'Shlish L'Oitzer. A third was put in the treasure base of English, and from there, Kriyanim and Levim used to take. The other third he gave to the poor people and his friends living in Yerushalayim, they got the Truma and Meiser. Continues the Gemara. Someone who came to Beis in Yerushalayim. So what did they do? Someone came to the Beis and said, I need to call this person to Din. Call him to Din Torah. So at last, for the first three letters that they called the second Baal Din to come, the first, the Tevea, the plaintiff, used to pay for himself. From here on, they used the Oitzah Beis HaMikdash to pay, to call, and for the expense that it takes to bring the Baal Din to Beis Din. So this is a side note. We spoke about what's coming from the Oitzah, so we mentioned another thing that comes from the Oitzah. These people were not good people. They were bullies. How you nicely moist them is where they would go and take away the true miser with power. They would take by force, they would take it for themselves. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol could do a micho and stop them. The loy micho. And that was the thing which was lignai. They did, Yochanan Kohen Gadol could have stopped them from doing it. He didn't stop them. And instead, he just said, don't say the Hordos Maiser because you're not giving to the prior people. There's people that are just stealing it. He didn't get involved. He didn't stop the bullies from taking it away. The Zulignai. So that's what the Mishnah here mentions. The Yochanan Kohen Gadol took away the Vidu Maiser. That was not the right thing to do. It wasn't a shvach they did it. It was a gnai. And based on what Reb Chaim explains, these two bullies were not Levim. So it's not even that they came in as a Levi. They were not a Levi, they took the Meiser, but the Koyach, they would force it, and it should have been stopped, it wasn't stopped, that's why it's Sekenai. Continues the Gemara, but even according to Meshubba Levi, it's a Me'oyrim L'Shvach. What he said, the more he had to stop saying, L'Matishna Hashem, that was a Shvach, the Yochai Kregolo stopped. The fact that he stopped hitting the animal in Beis Hamikdash was also a Shvach. Beginning of his life, he already stopped the hammer in Yerushalayim. If it says Ad Yomov, doesn't mean beginning of his life, it means the end of his life. The Chaim explains why. Because that's the last takona mentioned in the Mishnah. If it's the last takona, it probably means the last takona he did. The whole basis of the problem is because it says Ad Yomov. What does Ad Yomov mean? Ad beginning of Yomov or end of Yomov? So the Gemara brought the first child at the beginning of Yomov. So the Gemara now, the Chori makes more sense to be at the end of Yomov. Amaleif ono sovarkin. Rav Chizki also agreed that it was the pshat that the Mishnah means at the end of the life he did this takana. Says the Gemara, Dmai, why is it called Dmai? Rav Chizki b'shem Abiyudim and Pazi, they explain, Dmai, demi tikin, demi loy tikin. We're not sure, did he fix it or not? I'm not so sure what it is. The gears of the Mara Puldo is, what's Dmai? Domai. This is what? Tikin, loy tikin. I'm not sure if he fixed it or didn't fix. I mean, it's a lashon of a suffix. I'm not sure what it is, that's why it's called Dmai. With this we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'ase Sheni Daf Nun Tes, and with this we misayim Maseches Ma'ase Sheni B'Siyata Dishmaya, should be Mazel Tov for all those who misayim, everybody should be able to do a siyum, many more siyumim on the entire Yerushalayim.